please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,671 Lloyd and Judith A. Harrison. Seek variances to reduce the side yard and front yard setback, section 115-34B and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located between Robinson's Drive and Anna B. Street, approximately 302 feet east of Fisher Street. The 911 address is 38254 Robinson Drive, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 36. Specifically, they're asking for an 18.8-foot variance from the front for a through lot, a 1.5-foot variance for the side for the garage, a 2.5-foot variance for the house, and a 14.1-foot variance for the front for the house. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll wait, sir.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Lloyd Harrison, 1221 Algonquin Road, Crownsville, Maryland, 21032.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here to speak to the variance that we're requesting for 38254 Robinson Drive. Okay. They say that when I first applied for this, it was suggested that I do a PowerPoint. I didn't find that anybody else did a PowerPoint, but you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. Okay. At any rate, we're going to prove the Geico expression that even a caveman can do it.
Okay. And Mr. Harrison, can you make sure you stand near the microphone?
Yes.
So that we can catch you on the mics for recording.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Where and what? We're located in the Forgotten Mile just outside the incorporated limits of Rehoboth and Dewey Beach. It's built in the 1930s. We cannot find a permit for the house, basement, or garage. We're planning to repair or replacement to bring the house up to code for safety, efficiency, and use. In the background, here's the original survey that we had when we bought the house in the year 2000. The thing I want to point here is that Robinson's Drive crosses the front of the lot at an obtuse angle of approximately 100 degrees, making the eastern side corner closer to the street than the west, since the houses run parallel to the side lot lines. The house fronts of all the houses step down the street accordingly. Our east lot line is 9 feet shorter than the west one. Our existing house lot borders a vacant lot on the west side, to the right there, and a recent house built on the east side. And the last thing to point out is Anna B. Street is a dead-end street in the rear. The variance that we requested for the house is a front and single side setback variance for repair by replacement. A front setback of 20 feet to our current house front, requiring a 10-foot variance. This represents a reduction in setback from our existing front setback of 15.9 feet, which would require a 14.1-foot variance. This gets a little complicated here, but this variance was never granted. The requested variance will result in a 32.5-foot setback from the pavement. The side setback to our existing house of 6 feet on the northeast side, requiring a 4-foot variance. The current northeast side setback is 7.3 feet. We would need to move the new footer 1.3 feet further away to prevent conflicting with existing basement walls and old well site, as well as meet current building codes. It will leave a 16-foot separation between the houses. The opposite side of the lot will not need a variance. For the garage, for the existing garage in the rear of the lot, we need to establish a 1.5-foot variance from the required 5-foot side setback, and a 19-foot front variance from the 30-foot rear setback, resulting in a 26.2-foot setback from the pavement. I put a request summary here for you to see in that what we're requesting, the the final, and the like. And you can see from the front setback, we're actually increasing it 4.1 feet from what it is right now. Talking to the front setback, they say a picture's worth a thousand words. And here you have the property. You're looking at the property. It's the pink building up there. Looking at it west of Robinson's Drive. And here it is looking from the vacant lot down toward the other houses that are adjacent to it. For the side setback, and this is only on the northeast side, the inside backyard showing the setback the two things reversed. The inside is on the right here, showing where the existing house is, and you see the fence. And then on the left, you see it seeing from the Robinson Drive. The whole point is all we're moving this is 15 inches. The garage in the rear side, here's a shot of the garage looking down Annabee Street. And just beyond our property, the street dead ends 100 feet down there. And we currently have a 26.5 foot setback between the garage and the pavement. On the right, you see the 3.5 foot setback between the garage and the pool fence of the adjacent house. We go through the steps here. The uniqueness of the property and house are unique due to the angle intersection of the road, front setbacks of the adjacent houses, the existing basement and foundation conflict, and the house offset to one side on the narrow lot. The front setback, Robinson Drive crosses a lot at an obtuse angle, causing the house fronts to step back down the street. None of the houses on the small narrow lots, and I stress this is the small narrow lots, meet the county 30-foot setback. Since the houses are built parallel to the side property lines, their fronts aligned in a step fashion down the angular street. The northeast property line crosses a lot shorter than the west, making that corner of the house closer to the street. The unique aspect of the side setback on one side only is the northeast side creates a major unique problem with existing basement and new foundation. The 1933 house was built off-center on the lot with a 7.3-foot setback to the northeast side. The existing house basement, housing a furnace, hot water tank, laundry plus, and the old foundation create a unique conflict, unique since they were built separately and very few houses have basements in that area. To comply with current building codes and retain the basement on the northeast side, we need to move the existing footer away by 15 inches to keep from encroaching into the existing northeast basement wall, footer, and old foundation, an old well foundation. The uniqueness relative to the garage, it's constructed 3.5 feet from the northeast side of the property line and 11.2 feet from the rear property line along Annabee. The pavement of Annabee is 15.4 inches from the rear property line and 26.5 feet from the garage. Annabee also dead ends 100 feet down the property from the property. Cannot otherwise be developed. One cannot say that there is absolutely no circumstances or conditions under which the property can be replaced in strict conformity with the setback code. However, to do so would not fit reasonable use. One could backfill the entire lot, cover over the basement, and or build a tiny house. However, this is not reasonable use. To do so would greatly increase the cost, work, and scope of replacing this house without the needed improvement in usability and value. This variance proposal improves the appearance and safety of the property within the character of the neighborhood and with reasonable minor siding modifications. The existing garage, being of masonry construction, cannot be reasonably made to conform without destroying it. The proposed variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Not created by the applicant, both lot, house, and garage were constructed prior to current ownership. The narrow lot, front obtuse angular intersection with Robinson Drive, causing the houses to step back down the block, were not created by the applicant. The house's location to one side on the lot, size and construction were based upon old codes and standards at that time. They were not created by the applicant. The conflict between the old house foundation wall footer, the old well housing, and the existing basement and basement wall were not created by the applicant. The garage was sited and constructed years ago before we owned the property, therefore not created by the applicant. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variances are minor. The existing front wall is currently at the requested front variance location, and the single side variance is only 1.3 feet more than the present location and results in a 16-foot separation between the houses. The requested front setback variance of 10 feet will allow the replacement house to have a 20-foot front setback, a value consistent with the setbacks of the neighborhood. The average front setback of the existing houses for 300 feet is 27 feet, but there are two large lots are included at one end of the road, and I'll discuss this later. The average front setback of similar adjacent narrow properties is 22 feet. The existing house front setback is 15.9 feet. We are asking for 20. This 1.3 foot side setback change will not alter the functions or character between the houses. The existing house is a 7.3 foot side setback, and the requested variance would only decrease this by 1.3 feet, leaving a 16 foot separation between the houses. The house is old, small, and of another age. When we repair by replacement the house, it will architecturally blend in better with the character of the newer neighborhood. The garage has been a part of the neighborhood for a considerable number of years. I think almost as old as the house, from what I can tell from the structural members. With the rear road pavement being 15.2 inches from the rear property line, the garage sits 26.2 inches off the road. Here is the average setback survey I had done and was handed to me. The blue arrow shows where the lot and the house that we were talking about is. I have this tilted to show you the effect of that road. If you look, if you think about it and focus on it, you'll see the lot lines are running vertical at this point, which is where the houses are running at this time. And you also get to see the different sizes here. And in this particular setback survey, he counted all the houses. I would like to add one particular slide here that you don't have because I didn't get provided in the packet originally. And that is a closer look at the character of the neighborhood. What I have on the left-hand side here is the plot plans from the county records. And if I can figure out how to work this thing. Boop. That's not the way you work it. At any rate, the section, the large section in yellow at the top is a single lot. It was there with a house on it, 50 foot back, and that house is on a lot of 44,000 square foot with a 255 collective frontage. It was there at the same time my house was, and the rest of the houses weren't there, as I understand it. I think that's a Robinson's original house. At any rate, eventually what they did is they broke that up into three lots in the last 5 years, and they have it broken up as it is right now. However, this, as you can tell, the front lots on those are over 100 and some feet. So my point is that that's really not a character of the neighborhood. There's no other lot that big anywhere around there. So it doesn't really fall into the character of the neighborhood. At the other end of the area here, there's Fisher Street, and the lot on the corner is also in yellow. That lot happens to be on Fisher Street, faces Fisher Street, and in your ordinance, it's on Fisher Street. It should never have been in my survey. Therefore, what I'm saying is the like lots are those in green here. In purple is my lot, and then the green one right next to it is a vacant lot. And if you take those other lots, you'll find out that setback here is 22 feet. Okay? Minimum variance. We are requesting the minimum front variance and side variance necessary to replace the current house in compliance with the current building codes. The requested front setback variance increases the front setback 4 feet. I'm giving you additional 4 feet there. On one side only, we're asking to move the existing foundation 1.3 feet to save the existing basement. In the garage, the minimum variance is requested to establish the siding of an existing garage that's been there for a long time. So in summary, we're requesting a very minor front and side variance to enable us to repair our existing house by replacement. In the front, we ask to be granted a 10-foot variance, which blends in with the neighborhood and will increase the existing front setback. On the east side, we ask a decrease in the existing house side setback by 1.3 feet, resulting in a variance of 4 feet to enable expansion of the foundation footer while avoiding conflict with the existing basement wall. In the rear of the lot, we request the variances necessary to establish the current siding of our existing garage. Questions?
Let's see. Can you start you? Okay. Yeah, I have a lot of questions here. It's an MR district, right? Let me walk this through for my colleagues and myself. It's an MR district, which you're looking at 30-foot frontages, right? Let's take the frontages first.
That's what I understand is the case.
Okay. Planning and zoning in the ordinance says that you can average in these developments an average of 300 feet each way. So you want 300 feet, okay, the east and west, correct?
Correct, sir.
And you came up with 27-foot average.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Yeah,
vacant lot, which is next to you, is that correct? You have a vacant lot there, which you use 30 feet. You must use 30 feet. Do you use that in your calculation?
Yes. I have to look at what he did. I didn't do that particular calculation.
You have to use that as, if it's a vacant lot, that's what you have to use. Now, I'm not doing my math in front of me here. I'm not that good.
I don't have a way to expand this, but it's on the left-hand side. The surveyor did it. I didn't do it, sir. And he said it was 27 feet. It's on the left-hand side of this particular.
Well, it may have, if you didn't include it as 30 feet, whoever did it for you, okay, it would have an impact on a 27-foot average.
The surveyor used the 30-foot. That's why it's at 27 feet. Some of the other houses are actually closer. So if you use the 30-foot and then the two houses at the end that he stated in his presentation are farther back, that's why it is at 27 feet.
But he did use the 30-foot.
He would have used the 30-foot. The surveyor would have used the 30-foot in the calculation.
Good. That I need to. And you're asking for how much? You're asking to line up with the other one?
It's currently at 15.6 feet. And I'm asking for 20 feet, so I'm asking for a variance of 10 feet.
10 foot, okay.
Yes, sir. And all that complies with the current front of the house.
And that'll line up, you're saying, with the rest of the houses in that block?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But as I said, the houses step down. It lines up, but they step down as the road goes down.
Okay, but you're permitted that,
yes,
that
sir.
Average, so.
Yes, sir.
Taking that into the average. So you're asking for a 10-foot variance on the front?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the side, do you want it 1.5 on what side?
1.3. 15 inches.
What side was that again?
The northeast side.
Northeast side.
Only one side, sir. The other side is...
Is in compliance.
It will comply.
Okay. And your rear will comply?
The rear is where the garage is.
Okay.
And that's what I'm looking for, a variance. The existing garage is there, and what I'm trying to establish is existence. It's a masonry, block masonry garage with a concrete footer, concrete base. And what I'm doing there is I'm just establishing its existence because it's never been recorded in my knowledge.
Okay, you're just bringing it into compliance.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, that answers my question, sir. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Workman?
No question.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Harrison?
Questions, well done.
Okay, being no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Can I just ask a question? This is what you're looking to build as the proposed? This was in the packet?
Yeah, I want that was simply to explain that I was, yes.
Okay, because for the side, you'd need a 2.5-foot variance, not a 15 inches, if this is 7.5 feet.
Oh, you're actually...
Okay, so it's...
It's 4-foot variance.
Okay.
4-foot variance?
Well, it's a 2.5-foot variance, because it's, if you're going to be 7.5 feet from the side, it's a 2.5-foot variance.
Right.
From...
That's an existing house. That's existing.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's existing. If I might clear this up, sir, that's okay. The house currently is set off of the lot line, 7.3 feet. Okay, this was built in 1933, that location.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it is not in compliance right now. Okay.
Right.
And the problem that I have is I have a footer that's totally not in compliance, as you've heard the other houses.
Mm-hmm.
But mine is up going down and back down with the footer. It's not in compliance. So I need to make a footer in compliance. But when I do that, it's a wider footer, it's a deeper footer, and if I were to put it at the 10-foot point, I'd have it in the middle of it, or in the basement.
Right.
So what I request here is that I move it over 1.3 foot to reduce the conflict with this basement, okay? I've had, as you see on your thing, I had a soils engineer from here, so mm-hmm. take a look at it, give me some discussion on it. And so all I'm asking is that I move it over 1.3 feet, but the variance has to go back to the 10 foot, so I really asked for a 4-foot variance, because I'm taking 7.3 feet, moving it over 1.3 feet, so I'm at 6. And here's where it's supposed to be, but that's the basement.
Right, you need 4 foot.
So I just want to make sure I'm clear on this.
Yes, sir.
Your existing house, and you can stand up there so we can catch you on the mic. Your existing house is 20.3 feet from the front property line, except for, like, there's a little out, like a cutout, it looks like, on the survey for like an entrance area. That entrance area is going to be removed, and you're going to be building the house on the same footprint as the basement currently, bless you, currently exists.
In the front.
Yes, sir. Let me finish, because I want to make sure I got it right in my head. So from the front yard setback, what we're really looking for is a 9.7 foot variance from the front yard. And then from the side yard, you're going to take the existing foundation and you're going to put footers on the closer to the side yard line. So what that is you're now going to be 6 feet from that property line. Is that correct?
Half of what you said is correct. Let me correct it if I could. You're exactly right on the side setback on the side. I mean, I will be 6 foot from the property line with my footer on the side. In front, though, I don't have the conflict with the basement. Okay? And so what I intend to do is build exactly on the existing footer, which is at 20 feet.
Okay, because when I look at the survey that you have of the existing house, it says it's 20.3 feet. So that's why I just wanted to clarify.
Is this the second page? Let me go back up.
Well, I was looking at the survey that's dated April 3rd, 2000.
Yes.
And it says right there that front north corner is 20.3 feet from the front property line. So if you're planning to build the house from there, it would be a 9.7 foot variance.
Not 10. You still
have okay. That. But I'm. That's true. What I was looking to do is basically line up with the front wall. And that footer is going to have to be ripped out and replaced.
So you think that footer is going to be 3 inches wider? Is that what
it's got to be much. It's got the footer's got to be much wider. It's only about 4 inches bigger than the block.
Okay, so you're going to be further into the front yard than your existing house, or less into the front yard than your existing house?
I intend to meet what you agree to. Okay, don't get me wrong, but what I intended to do was to meet the current front of the house where it is right now.
Okay.
And as you pointed out, there's a little confusion between the two surveys because the surveyors didn't do it the same, and I didn't want to point that out. I'm not a surveyor, and both of them are stamped, so I just am trying to comply.
Sure.
And so neither one of those did I generate. Now, one of them, which was unfortunately when it was duplicated, it was sort of a little blotted out, shows that front porch coming out with a roof at 15.6 feet, but you can't really read it on that very well.
Yeah,
I apologize.
I do see that on that survey. And
okay.
From what I understand is that's going to be removed, correct?
That will be removed,
okay.
Yes.
So we're basically looking at that basement footprint foundation of the existing dwelling as far as pertains to the front yard.
Yes.
And from what I'm seeing from that is that's 20.3 feet from the front property line.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I just want to know what your request is so that this board, if it were to review, has the proper dimensions that we're looking at.
Which one?
Yeah. Let me look back at that.
I believe it'd probably be your second slide.
Yeah, this is the problem that you have, at least with the telephones, you can expand them up there, but it's very hard to read at this particular point.
Well,
what
I've
we're
got
looking
a blown
at.
Up copy right here.
Oh, you do?
Look at it.
Can I approach?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
This is what I'm seeing here. I believe that's the same one that you show in your PowerPoint, and that says 20.3 feet. So I'm presuming that that is where you're intending for this new dwelling to be located in that same area.
Yes, you are correct.
Okay.
I apologize.
That's fine. We just try to make sure that we're
on the same page.
You know, we're correct here. So, we're basically looking for a 9.7 foot variance on the front yard.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Is that correct, Ms. Cornwell?
Yes.
Okay. And we're looking for a 4 foot variance from the side yard for the dwelling.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
I believe that you'd say
that's
that
correct.
Before.
Yes, sir.
Now there's two variances for the garage.
Yes, sir.
And can you just reiterate what those variances would be so I make sure I got those down correctly as well?
Okay. Looking at the 2000 survey, which is page 3, if you look at the garage, it shows a 3.5-foot setback in the front of the garage from the lot line. So what I'm seeking, as I understand it, you have to have a 5-foot setback from the side. I'm seeking a 1.5-foot variance.
How big is that garage again?
It's 569.
Okay.
And you're not changing the garage at all, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so this is just for what's existing.
Yes, all I'm establishing, the whole purpose of this is rather than say it's grandfathered in,
just
that type of thing,
up.
All I'm trying to do is to clean up the lot. The whole structure was built so long ago that the records are probably pretty fuzzy, if there are records.
Okay.
I had Mr. Lank look into it. He says 1933 is the only thing you could find on this thing.
Okay, so we're looking for an 18.8-foot variance from the front yard for the through lot on Anna Street for the garage and a 1.5-foot variance from the side yard for the garage. And you're not making any additions or changes to the garage?
No.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to clear that up. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Their chair will then entertain a motion.
Gentlemen, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11671. The applicant is certainly address the criteria for a variance and then explained everything that's there. The 50-foot frontage is a is uniqueness to the property. There's only 50 feet in front. And I don't see where, how deep it is, but anyone can tell me how deep that, how deep is your lot?
Well, my lot comes right off of that. Yes, sir, I'll tell you. It's somewhere around 126. On one side, it's two different depths.
Okay, it's irregular.
123 and
that's fine.
132.
We can just say it's a 50-foot irregular lot. Okay, and length, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It's been there for years. The garage has been there for quite a few years, right? Since then.
Yes, sir.
Exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by you. It's the size of the lots and the way they're set up. Most of the homes in there, and you took a 300-foot each way average to establish your variance that you would need to come to this board for. A variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. All your homes are at the setback requirement. Some of them and some of them aren't. Some of them are, and that's the reason you needed to establish an average. The request of variance is the minimum that will afford relief. The requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickman and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,671. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickman?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,671 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.